A Kamloops man who repeatedly raped his niece over a period of years will have 2 years added to his sentence after a panel of judges sitting on BC's top court went along with an appeal put forward by prosecutors. Nihal Maligaspi, 72, was sentenced in June to 3.5 years in federal prison. Last year, a jury found Maligaspi guilty on 2 of 3 counts of sexual assault stemming from a series of incidents involving his niece, Dinashini Maligaspi, who he helped emigrate to Canada from Sri Lanka in 2001. During a hearing last month in the BC Court of Appeal, Crown prosecutors argued the sentence was unfit given the circumstances of what Maligaspi did to Dinashini. In a decision written on behalf of the 3-judge panel, Justice Mary Saunders agreed the sentence was unfit when taking into consideration one instance of sexual assault, when Maligaspi found Dinashini unconscious in bed, having attempted suicide by taking pills. Maligaspi raped her while she was in and out of consciousness, and didn't take Dinashini, then a nursing student, to the hospital, telling her a mental health diagnosis would be a black mark on her record. The sentencing judge failed to give effect to both the gravity of that offense and the extent to which the relationship of trust was violated, Saunders wrote. It was a Rubicon in the sequence of Maligaspi's offending and, in my view, his crossing of it by continuing with his intent to have sexual intercourse with the complainant, in her awful circumstances, was not adequately reflected in the sentence imposed. Saunders noted the unique circumstances of the case, stating the judges had been referred to a number of cases, but no cases of a similar cast. No cases involving such age disparity, the circumstances of immigration and isolation, or the reduced cognitive circumstances of the complainant at the time of sexual assault, Saunders wrote. The 3 judges agreed the appropriate sentence was 5.5 years of imprisonment. During last year's trial, jurors heard Maligaspi, a former instructor who worked at the nursing school at University College of the Cariboo, now Thompson Rivers University, helped Dinashini flee a chaotic home life in Sri Lanka. He offered her a place to stay with his family in Kamloops, but not long after the 20-year-old moved to Canada, he began to force himself on her. Dinashini enrolled in a 4-year nursing program at the University College, and at one point, Maligaspi was her instructor. During sentencing submissions after Maligaspi's trial, prosecutors had sought 8 years, while defense lawyers sought a term shorter than 2 years. When appealing the sentence, Crown prosecutors had been looking for a sentence in the 6.5-year range, while defense lawyers asked for the sentence to be left as is.